be seated. And I would like to invite our kids to come up and we'll have talk a little bit about Easter. Come on up. I'm not gonna bite, but you can bring your mom, you can bring your grandmother. Come on up. You wanna come up? No, you're gonna stay back? Okay, come on up. We're gonna just sit here today. You can have a seat, yeah. You can have a seat too, that's great, yeah. Josephine, this is Luke. Luke, this is Josephine. Josephine is visiting here today. Glad to see you. Do you wanna have a seat? Yeah. All right, so today is Easter, and Easter is the most important day of all for the church. It's even more important than Christmas, because on Easter, we remember that Jesus rose from the dead. And I have a little cube here. It's kind of a cute cube. Actually, Josephine, why don't you scoot down a little bit more? In fact, you can sit on this side of me, and that way you can see. Yeah, so this is the Easter story cube. It's kind of for littler kids, maybe, but it's kind of fun anyway. So this is the story as it starts. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, all the people praised him. And last Sunday, you may remember, we had palm leaves and we waved them around. And the people put them, and they praised Jesus and they put them down on the ground and they said, "Yay, Jesus." But that didn't last for very long. Jesus shared his last meal with his disciples and he gave it to them and he commanded that they love one another as he loved them. And then he went to a garden to pray. And in the garden, he said, "God, I know that the crucifixion is coming, and I really don't want to do it, but your will be done." And the rulers came to the garden, and they took Jesus away because they didn't like him. And they were threatened by him, and they wanted to. So they tried him, and they killed him. They put him up on a cross, which was a big, kind of like a tree, and they nailed him to that, and he died on that cross. And crosses, that's one reason that crosses are so special here, because that's how Jesus died. And his disciples said, "This is the end. This is really sad." But on the third day, Jesus rose from the grave, and the people who went to visit his tomb found an empty tomb. And some days after that, he appeared to them, and then he rose into heaven. And so that is the brief Easter story, and that's why it's so important to Christians, because we remember that Jesus died, and he didn't just die, he died for us, to save us. And so I wanted you to know that story too. And I have here something that you can take with you. And if you want, you can go out with Miss Troy to the class upstairs and make some Easter lilies to decorate our cross. But first, let's say a prayer. Gracious God, I ask you to bless the children of this congregation, help them to get to know you every day more and more. Bless the children of our community, bless the children of our world, and show them all your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up.